You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Today's reading is from Tuesday, Romans chapter 4, verses 13 to 25. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs. Faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all of his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed and who gives life to the dead, calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope he believed against hope. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words, it was counted to him, were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. Journeying in this world as a Christian is a most glorious thing. Our eyes are opened by faith to see the beauty of God's hand in everything. Our hands and our feet and voices are used by God to reveal his presence to those who are in need. And one is privileged to count so many as brothers and sisters in his family first promised to Abraham long ago. But one also encounters evil in so many ways around the world, between peoples and nations, and even polarization between those who claim Jesus yet allow hate to reside in their hearts. It would seem at times that our world darkness has sway and influence, so much so that it appears to be winning. And I know we're not supposed to begin a sentence with but God is a God of miracles and is active where we do not expect him. After all, the Spirit blows where it wills. One of my favorite parts of scripture is where Jesus tells the Pharisees, and do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Matthew chapter 3, verse 9. God gives life to the dead, Paul writes, and calls things into existence, the things that do not exist. When things within us and without us in this world appear to be dead in their sin, and evil is winning the day, remember that God created Adam from clay, causes stones to spring forth water, and faith proclaimed from stone-cold hearts. He is the author and perfecter, not only of our faith, but of all things. If there's hope for a stone, care for the birds of the air, and for things that are not to be, certainly God has not forgotten you. Lent reminds us, yes, of the reality that we are sinners, but especially that there is hope. And this hope is not from ourselves, but given to us from a loving God who creates life from nothing, even rocks. Let's pray. Gracious Father, the giver of all good things, help us by your Spirit to cling to the hope that is found in your word, for you have promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.